And we're back. I'm your host, Chris Randazzo, and you are listening to Spotlight Radio, along with our guest today, Hannon Isaacs, who's an attorney, mediator, and arbitrator, president of Hannon M. Isaacs, PC. And hello, Hannon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us about what you do in your field.
Well, I've always been a bit of a pioneer. I've been practicing law now for 34 years, most of it in the New Jersey, New York area. And these days, my primary practice areas are employment law for employees and family law, matrimonial practice for men and women. And I'm also a mediator, work with people who are in dispute to try to get them to settle their own cases, as well as, let me get rid of that chirp, serve as an arbitrator rather than a judge. People can pick somebody privately to decide the issue if they need that done. So I'm an advocate. I'm an advisor. I coach people who are in their own negotiations or who represent themselves. A very busy guy, a lot of teaching assignments. Interesting, varied practice.
Very interesting. You know, I got to drop the website for the listeners right now so they can find you online, which is hanninisaacs.com. That's HANNANISAACS.com, hanninisaacs.com. Also on Facebook.com/hanninisaacspc. And tell us about some of the things that you've specialized in, maybe some of the cases that you've dealt in.
Well, in the employment law area, Chris, the most interesting thing I've worked on recently is a case against the United States of America. We represent federal employees. When they get into fights with their employer, if they're in a union, which some of them are, they can go to a grievance process like people in the private sector have unions, but most of the time, they don't. And even the ones who do may say, gee, this is a discrimination case. I don't really feel like going through the normal process. I want to go get me a private lawyer. Well, the process within the federal sector, Chris, is very complicated. So you actually start out in an informal grievance as an employee saying, I was the victim of discrimination, whistleblower retaliation, whatever have you. And you have to try to work it out with the management. That doesn't work, you have a certain amount of time, then you file a formal complaint, and that gets reviewed by a government contractor who will gather evidence and information and the affidavits, and then you have a chance to possibly go to mediation. But those folks can go get a hearing in front of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. There are judges who are specialized in that area. So I have one that I just did in Texas involving a gentleman who was passed over twice for promotions as a supervisory manager, and he was the best qualified person. I think the evidence showed it, but the agency was promoting women at that particular time and said, gee, we'll take somebody less qualified and train them on the job, even though these people are in control towers and they're dealing with airplane traffic for civilian air safety. And, how do you get those monster birds up and down safely? And as I asked the judge, who do you want in your control tower? The best qualified or somebody's idea of the flavor of the month?
Right.
And there was no affirmative action plan in the agency, and nobody said that the FAA had discriminated against anybody historically. So that case is pending. Actually, when the government was out on its own furlough, the administrative judge wasn't issuing any opinions because she's waiting for the government to be back in service, but we're
right.
Waiting on that one.
Very interesting. I wonder what the integral arguments were of opposing counsel. Maybe they were looking to pay these women less, and they were trying to skate around it in that way. Just seems...
Actually, their deal is, I'll tell you what, the reason this gentleman found me, he found me on the internet, is because 10 years ago, I settled a case with the FAA, which is a subdivision of the Department of Transportation. 50,000 employees were affected by this settlement. And the government promised, we're not going to use race, gender, ethnicity in our selections for hires or promotions. And here we are 10 years later, and this fellow writes me and says, but they did it. I said to him, as I always do, well, I hear you. I want to see the proof. I looked at the proof, and I said, yep, they did it. So it wasn't for that reason. Basically, there are sectors of our federal government that say, as the FAA says, as the DOT says, we want this agency to look like America. You know what that means? If you're in Washington, D.C., there should be African-Americans, there should be Hispanics, women, men, people from Asia, Asian Pacific Islanders, you know, Inuit, whoever, 16 categories of classification. But the bottom line has always been under the EEOC law, under Title VII to the U.S. Code, the best qualified always win. Always, especially in the safety agency. So here's what I said to the judge. I said, Your Honor, suppose you were hiring a bus driver, and in walks a blind guy tapping a cane and with a seeing eye dog and sits down, and you say, what? It's okay. You don't really have to see. We'll put somebody who knows how to see right next to you. And they put their hands on the wheel. I said, that's what the government is doing right now. They're taking less qualified people, putting them in very important supervisory jobs, and they don't even know what the supervisees do. So they got to be assigned kind of extracurricular helpers to, you know, kind of put them through. Come on. The safety agency. That's their number one goal. Not because I say it. That, if you look on the FAA website, safety is our number one priority.
It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I have a feeling that once the case is no longer pending, it will probably go in your favor for you and your client, because you have an outstanding point there.
I personally feel we won, but I'm not the decider. So if we do not prevail, my client has some options about whether to go to the full Equal Opportunity Commission in Washington or start all over in federal district court, which is very expensive and time-consuming. He may run out of patience, money, and energy. We'll see.
Well, it just seems that your passion for your work and the beliefs that you hold true to, you know, your client's knowledge and skills and experience, you know, this it definitely it flies in the face of what safety standards should be as far as employees in such a very, very highly regarded field. For instance, air traffic control is what this case is surrounding?
Yes, this gentleman is a radar and automation expert in Fort Worth and Dallas airports. And has been for 10 years and another 16 before that in the military and the U.S. Weather Service. He's very highly skilled, and he basically saw people who were less knowledgeable being promoted above them and said, that's not right, not fair, not what the taxpayers want.
Rightfully so. Not at all a fair situation for your client. That's a fantastic thing, though, that you've been able to accomplish thus far in presenting this argument in a very professional and apparent way. The argument is just, it should be case closed automatically. That's,
that's kind of what I said. That's exactly what I said to the judge. Your Honor, if this doesn't work out well, boom, goes the airplane. And this is something you don't want to hear about.
And that's got to be one of the most high-stress jobs ever. Air traffic control.
This guy is unbelievable. He is truly a phenomenal guy. Humble, sweet-natured, takes all kinds of classes. He's trying to promote himself. And he happens to be of Hispanic ancestry. But we didn't push that because, you know what, the government lawyer said to him at a deposition, well, sir, you're Hispanic. These promotion policies, well, they help you, don't they? And he said, you know what, I don't care what my race, gender, ethnicity might be, a better qualified person, male or female, black, Hispanic, Indian, Native American, whatever, should get the job if they're better qualified than I am. But if I'm better qualified, best qualified, I get the job, people. That's the end of the story.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Thank you so much for coming on, Hannon Isaacs, and informing us on some of the things that you can do to help your clients and, of course, the passion that you have for what you do. It comes across very clear to me how dedicated you are, and that's very important. For the listeners who are interested in working with you, or finding out more, please visit www.hannonisaacs.com, facebook.com/HannonIsaacsPC. And are there any other direct lines of communication that we can open up for our listeners?
Telephone, 609-683-7400. If I can help you, I will. If I can refer you to competent counsel where you are, happy to do that as well. And thank you for the opportunity. Great interview. Love your show. Love Spotlight.
Thank you so much. And, you know, to all the listeners for tuning in with us as well, thank you. We've just heard from Hannon Isaacs, who's an attorney, mediator, arbitrator, and president of Hannon M. Isaacs PC. Thank you again, Hannon. And I'm your host, Chris Randazzo. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we will be right back